give Jesus. When he made everything. In Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man. Now you trying to get, what do you want to say? You trying to be Satan? That's what he said. Look what he said. In a moment of time, the devil take him up on the high mountain. Mm-hmm. Trying to make him commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to a minister the other day, and they told me, oh my God, he understand. I said, don't come with that lie. Mm-hmm.
You can't make me believe that. Mm-hmm. God did not make nobody kill himself. That's the truth in the word in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. You self, you're going to take it. And you ain't going to, I don't kill myself and go back and say, Lord, forgive me.
Oh, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. People come up with all kinds of crazy ideas. That's why you got to come to church. And Jesus said, how can they hear from a preacher? And how can he preach unless he been sent? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring bad times. I know what I'm talking about. That's it wrong.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that's 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Let's read. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. New year, new mercies. Amen. Would you give a amen to them songsters? Amen. A good hand, amen, amen. They carried it today, they carried it. And we thank God for them, amen. And Kevin came in and went to work as every good saint is supposed to do. Amen. I got some weak amen, but whatever your job is, amen, if it's cleaning the floor, hello, amen, if it's waiting on the pastor, amen. Amen. If it's for beating the drums, being a musician, saying amen, amen. Do what you have been designed to do. Amen. New. Amen. New. The word new, amen, means something that has not been used. Amen. So we want to go into the new year. Amen. And we're asking God for new mercies. Amen. But I want to add to that theme, amen, praise the Lord, amen. And I want to add to it, amen, is Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. Amen. We've spent a lot of time, amen, in the last 2 weeks talking about the baby Jesus. And he came and he did what he was told to do. I hope nobody missed that. Jesus Christ said, I don't do nothing of myself. Everything that I do comes from my Father. Amen. But we enjoyed, amen, Christmas. I know I did. I hope you did. Amen. We enjoyed talking about the baby Jesus. Amen. And we know they were born in Bethlehem. Amen. And we know, amen, that Herod the king wanted to kill him. We know, amen, that the information went out and said, take the baby and Mary and get out of town. Amen. Get out of Dodge. Going on down to Egypt land, and I'm going to take care of them. And I'll tell them when they come back to the city. We serve an awesome God. Y'all going to pray for me?
Amen.
I read, amen, those words, amen, from Psalms 119 and 141. Amen. I have a few other scriptures there. Amen. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. I have hope in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually. How long? Forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of the testimonies also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I read that. I said, Lord, that makes sense. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we got so many people, amen, who claim to be saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're scared to open our mouth. Huh? Amen. We're afraid, amen, to invite somebody to our church. We're afraid, amen, to ask somebody, amen, if they are a member of a church. Hello, somebody. Ain't gonna get a lot of amens on that, but I didn't expect to get any. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a job to do, and we ought to do it.
Amen.
This message is kind of twofold because we went to Psalms 119, amen, but I will be all over Matthew's, amen, praise the Lord, because I want us to know that Jesus Christ did come into the world, that he did, amen, grow up as a tender plant, that he did visit the sick and the afflicted, amen, that he did work miracles. Amen, praise the Lord. He did die on yonder's cross. He did go into the grave and stay there for 3 days and three nights. Amen, amen. And there's somewhere in the scripture that say, amen, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, what, 3 days and three, I might preach here today. Amen, praise the Lord. So shall the Son of God, amen, spent 3 days in the belly of the grave. Amen, but after those 3 days, he's getting up with all power in his hand. Matthew 10, 18. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. This is Jesus talking now. For a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Now, if you've been with us, amen, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, amen, we have talked about, amen, the Jews and the Gentiles. Amen, praise the Lord. God had a place for both sides. Acts 12, 1 and 2. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex, to harass, to try and upset certain people in the church. So he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, that's something. People get excited because somebody died. Huh? Somebody get excited because they heard that this person was killed. Amen. And because, amen, he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Amen. We fast forward to the book of Matthew, which tells us about the birth of Jesus at the age of 12, starting, amen, his ministry. He was baptized by John, Matthew chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son." Do y'all know Jesus? Do y'all know who he is? He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Jehovah. And he said himself, "I do nothing of myself. Everything that I do, amen, is of my Father, in whom I am well pleased." And then we go on to chapter 5 of Matthew. Jesus went up into the mountain with his disciples, and he taught them, saying in verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven." And ended in verse 11, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, y'all know I can't preach, amen, the whole Bible, so I'm picking and choosing here. Amen. We move over to verse 12 and say, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad." Why? "For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Jesus kept teaching, amen, his disciples and the people. He was on a mission. Thank you. I ought to get an amen somewhere in there. Amen. Jesus Christ didn't come down here, amen, praise the Lord, for somebody to play with the little baby. Huh? Jesus didn't come down here, amen, praise the Lord, to be pacified. He didn't come down here, amen, to go to big dinners at the governor's and the king's table. He came down here to work. Can I get a witness here? I say he came down here to work, and he worked. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. I want to fast forward to chapters 9, verses 18, which read, "While he spake these things unto them," Jesus Christ is talking to the multitude. He'd made his way up on the mountain, him and his disciples. Amen. "Behold, there came a certain ruler," amen, "before he went up," amen, "and wished of him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay hands on her, and she shall live." That's a lot of faith, y'all. He know his daughter is dead. Amen. But he found Jesus, and he went to him and told him about his daughter. Amen. But I just want you, amen, I want you, and if you would come, amen, and lay hands on her, I believe she'd come back to life. Amen. Before Jesus got away, amen, to go and pray for the man's daughter, a woman who had been diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came before him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, "If I may, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I believe I would be made whole." And she made her way and reached out. I don't know if she was crawling between the people who were there, but she made her way, some kind of way. Amen. And Jesus turned himself about. And when he saw her, he said, "Daughter," because she had been able to touch the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of garment, amen, something went out of Jesus. Lord, help me preach today. Something went out of Jesus at that time. Amen, praise the Lord. And amen, praise the Lord. He said, daughter, I want you to be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Your faith. How many of you have faith today? Amen. If you don't have any, you're in trouble. Amen. Amen. You better find some faith and hold on to it. Because without faith, no man, no woman, amen, is going to be able to see the Lord anyway. You got to believe in God. Amen. And from that hour, that woman was made whole. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The blood, the flux. Amen. Praise the Lord. The bleeding dried up. Amen. Jesus had not forgotten about the ruler's daughter being dead. And she, amen, was just laying in the bed like she was asleep. Amen. And he made his way, amen, over to the ruler's house. Amen. When he got there, he saw the minstrels. These were people that sing, amen, and play instruments, amen, when somebody is very, very, very sick and even after they die. Amen. And the people would make a noise, and he said unto them, come on, give place. In other words, get out of the way. Amen. Move. It's time for me to do my thing. Y'all are none y'all's. Let me show you what I can do. Amen. Get out of the way. But the maid is not dead. She's just sleeping. Amen. And they just went crazy. They're jumping up. They're laughing. They're clapping their hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. They think Jesus has done lost his mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they laughed him to scorn. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they just kept keeping up. But when they got the people out of the room, Jesus went in, took the hand of the girl. Lord, help me preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Took her by the hand. Amen. And when he reached her hand and put his hand in her hand, amen, the maid arose. Amen. And I wish I'd have been there. I'd have been one of them disciples. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I looked at that crew that was standing out there and said, now laugh at that. Amen. Amen. They stopped laughing. They knew the baby, the little girl, had died. But now they know that she's alive. They know that she can move about. They know that she no longer have to stay in that bed. Amen. They know. Amen. That they don't have to wait for the bearer. Amen. To bring the coffin and take her to the graveyard. She's alive and well. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. The fame thereof went abroad into all of the land. Man, I was there. And you always going to have somebody that ain't going to believe the truth. You always have somebody that's going to criticize. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have somebody that say, amen, amen, she wasn't dead. She was faking. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want you to know, you don't have to fake when you're dealing with Jesus. You can be for real because he's for real. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Throughout Matthew, Jesus gave parable after parable, and he worked many, many miracles. Amen. I got to move on. Amen. I fast forward. Amen. Those of you that take notes, go to Matthew chapter 23. Amen. And that first verse says, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, scribes and the Pharisees, sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you to observe, they observe and do. But do not, listen carefully to this, do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. In other words, they tell you one thing and they're doing something else. Huh? They are not serving the true and the living God. They do not believe that I am the Son of God. They do not believe, amen, praise the Lord, that that child was dead. They do not believe, amen, that I have power in my hand. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. And I can use it on anybody that I want to. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. So don't follow them. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and laid them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers. In other words, amen, they were big shots. They sit in the big chairs, Amen. They rode on the fine horses. They rode in the fine buggies and everything. Amen. They didn't do anything. Amen. The work was done by certain individuals. Can you get that? Amen. Now we fast forward again. Amen to Matthew. And I'm closing. Amen. Chapter 24 and verse 1. Jesus is getting closer and closer to the end time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've talked about the baby Jesus. We've talked about him growing up. We've talked about him, amen, praise the Lord, amen, being lost in a sense, amen, for 3 days, amen. And the family was now on the way home and just realized that the boy was not with them, amen, and had to turn around and go back, which was about a day's journey, amen. And when they got there, Mary wanted to know, amen, why, amen, praise the Lord. But Jesus said, it's time, amen, for me to get to be about my Father's business. I got to go to work, amen, praise the Lord. I can't wait to be an old man. I want to take care of this business right now, amen, praise the Lord. So he started his ministry, amen, preaching and teaching. Amen. Telling people about the goodness of his Father, God. Amen. He kept doing ministry, amen, of laying hands on the sick, and they recovered. He kept with his ministry, amen, praise the Lord. For when, amen, the disciples went out, amen, was on the ship, and Jesus Christ, amen, was up in the hills, and he decided, let me go back and join them. And they looked out and saw what they thought was a ghost coming across the water. Jesus was walking on the water. Amen. Praise the Lord. Peter, as he got closer and closer, Peter said, if it's you, Lord, bid me, let me get out of here. I'll meet you in the water. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come on. Peter jumped overboard, walking on the water until he got a little bit nervous. Huh? Waves out there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus saved him. Amen. Then there was a time, amen, when Jesus was on the boat and decided, I'm going to go and get me a nap. And while he was napping, storm came up. Boat is rocking from side to side. Amen. Praise the Lord. Storm had come up and water is coming over the top of the ship. Amen, praise the Lord. And somebody said, Jesus is down there sleeping. Somebody go wake him up. Amen. And it went down there. Amen, praise the Lord, wake him up. Amen. And I've always had a trouble with these words, amen, Ella Owens, because it sounds like they've been a little bossy here. Father, do you not care about if we perish? That's some strong language. Huh? Telling Jesus that. But Jesus, amen, oh ye of little faith, got up, amen, spoke to the wind, amen, and the wind stopped blowing, amen, praise the Lord. And one of the preachers I heard many years ago said that the waves laid down like sleepy cats. Calm now, amen, praise the Lord. That's the God we serve. That's the Jesus Christ, amen, who have shown us that he has all power in his hand. That's the Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord, did the work of ministry, amen, laying hands on the sick, amen, praise the Lord, giving sight to the blind, amen. Even a man, amen, praise the Lord, that had been trying to get in the water for years, just couldn't make it. Amen. Every time he thought he might make it, he stayed out there. Amen. But he couldn't get there fast enough, amen, because he said he didn't have nobody to put him in the water. Amen. So the ones that got in the water before he got there, they were the ones that was healed. Oh, but God. Glory. Amen. God healed him. Thank God, amen, for all the miracles that he wrought. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I love the story. Amen. And Jesus went and saw the woman at the well. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this was not one of them what we call Christian women either. Hello, somebody. Amen. She was not one of them praying women, amen, that stayed in the temple, amen, overnight. She was not one of those women, amen, praise the Lord, that fasted day in and day out, amen. She was one of what we call one of them fast women, amen. Well, how do you know? I read my Bible, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Jesus asked her about her husband. She said, no, no, no. And he told her, said, yeah, I know. Huh? You had a bunch of them. And the one you're living with now is not yours. Amen. That's the kind of Jesus would say, amen. Amen. But he built a relationship with that woman. Amen, praise the Lord. And she said, I just believe that you are a prophet. I just believe, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. And in the end, I got to move on, amen, praise the Lord. She left there, went and told the story. I met a man called Jesus, amen, all power in his hand, and he told me everything that I did. He was not there. I know he wasn't there. Amen, praise the Lord. But he knew everything. I couldn't do nothing but say, yes, Lord, because I know he was telling the truth. Somebody here need to know that Jesus talks to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stop acting like you ain't never done nothing wrong. Stop acting like, amen, praise the Lord, you're so dignified, amen, and sanctified. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you know that you're not living a godly life, admit it and come to the altar and tell the Lord, save me, Lord. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Help me, Lord, to live a godly life. Amen. Give me a good relationship with my husband. Give me a good relationship with my wife. Give me a good relationship with my family. Help me to do your will, oh God. Amen. I promise you, Lord, if you save me, I'll walk upright. If you save me, I'll do your will. If you save me, I'll tell the world about Jesus. If you save me, I will live a godly life. If you save me, I'll walk upright. If you save me, I'll tell the world about Jesus. Anybody know who he is? Amen. He's the Lord of Lords. Amen. He's all that we need. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And Jesus said unto these in the buildings, amen, praise the Lord, in my closing, amen, the disciples were looking up at the temple. And they were telling Jesus about it, the building. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen. And Jesus said to them, see ye not all these things? Verily I said to you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Whew. My sister and brother, I need to say that again. This is the power of Jesus. And Jesus Christ is looking down the road, amen, and letting them know, amen. The temple, more likely they're looking at the temple in Jerusalem. Yes, they're looking, amen, amen, the temple that Solomon built. They're looking, amen, how beautiful it is. All of the, amen, the gold that's put around the building. How beautiful it is. But Jesus said the time is going to come when that building is going to come down. Get ready. We're living in the end time. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to understand that Jesus Christ came. He came to deliver us from sin. But he's coming back. Can I get a witness? Amen. I say he's coming back. And he's looking for religious people. He's looking for folks that have had their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. He's looking for folks, amen, that want to live a godly life. He's looking for folks, amen, praise the Lord, who is willing to give up the bottle. He's looking for folks, amen, praise the Lord, amen, have stopped shooting dice. He's looking for folks, amen, praise the Lord, amen, that's leaving the other man's wife alone. He's looking for folks, amen, that woman, amen, that flirts with every man she see. He's looking for folks, my God, amen, who have turned their life around, amen, and said, for God I live. I wish I had some help. For God I live, and for God I die. I let nobody separate me from the love of God. Somebody shout glory. Jesus Christ is coming.
He's coming looking for a church with a spot of wrinkles. He's coming.